Welcome to this demonstration of setting up a Chromecast audio device. Now, just keep in mind that this is Chromecasting audio only, not to the TV, i.e. Netflix and so on for video. This is purely audio only to set up speakers if you want to listen to music. So basically, the Chromecast audio comprises a little round flat disc, very much like the Chromecast. In fact, if you just picked it up and held it in your hand, it'd almost feel the same, except for the fact on one end, you have a 3.5mm audio jack that I've just plugged a, probably about, in all measurements, maybe a 6-inch cable into, so I guess 15 centimetres long. So that's the audio cable that I can then plug into a speaker. And then the other side, of course, is the micro USB cable that's currently plugged into a USB charger that, inconsequently, is also plugged into the power board here. So literally, I've just got the Chromecast audio plugged in and ready to go to be set up. Now, because I've actually had the Google Home app running when I actually plugged it into power, it actually detected there was a new device. So if I flick back to the left.
Set up. Dismiss. New device found. Chromecast audio 4837.
Okay, so that's what it found. So I flick to the right.
Dismiss.
Set up button, cancel. So I'm actually just going to cancel it because I just want to make sure that you can find it when you go into your own one. Sounds like Springboard just reset itself on my iPhone. All right, so I'm going to touch the top right-hand side.
Devices,
and double tap on that.
Google Home, back,
and if I flick to the right.
Devices, more options. Chromecast audio 4837 needs to be set up.
So there we go. So Chromecast audio and the number needs to be set up. So flick to the right.
Ignore. Set up.
Or set up. So double tap on set up.
Set up. Chromecast audio set up. Heading.
And flick to the right.
Chromecast audio found. Your Chromecast audio OS temporary name is Chromecast audio 4837. Leave set up. Button. Continue. Button.
So continue button.
Chromecast audio setup. Heading. Connecting to Chromecast audio.
Connecting to Chromecast audio.
Leave setup.
Leave setup.
Button. Leave setup. Button.
Okay, so that's still going. It's connecting.
Chromecast audio setup. Chromecast audio setup. Heading.
And flick to the right.
Next, your Chromecast audio will play a test sound.
Your Chromecast audio will play a test sound.
This is to confirm that you've been connected to the right Chromecast audio.
Okay, flick to the right.
Leave setup. Button. Continue. Button.
Double tap on the continue button.
Back. Button.
And of course, flicking to the right as I was before.
Chromecast audio. Did you hear the sound?
No, I didn't because I don't have a speaker plugged in. So that might be a good idea. So I'm just going to pause this recording and go and grab a speaker. Okay, so I went and got my Beats Pill speaker. So let me just pop it on the table. Okay, and I'm going to grab the audio cable coming out of the Chromecast audio and plug it into the 3.5mm jack on the back of my speaker here. Okay, I'll turn on the Beats Pill. It's my watch going off. Right, now let's have a look. So I touch my screen on my iPhone.
Did you hear the sound? If you did, great. Next, ULL connect your Chromecast or try again.
Let me try again. Ow. Yes, I think I heard it. Let me just turn my volume down on my speaker here. All right, so flick to the right.
Continue.
And double tap on continue.
Text field is editing. Chromecast audio 4837. Insertion.
This is the temporary name. This we can give it a new name. If I flick back to the left.
Name your Chromecast audio.
Okay, name your Chromecast audio.
Text field. For example, bedroom speakers. Text field.
So I'm going to double tap.
Insertion point at start.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to use my rotor.
Edit.
And flick up.
Select all.
Double tap and select all. And then flick up.
Copy. Share. Look up. Cut. Chromecast audio 4837.
Okay, and I'm just going to call this one Lounge Room Speaker, I think. Lounge Room Speaker.
Inserted Lounge Room Speaker.
There we go, that'll do. And of course, I was doing the magic two finger double tap to dictate the name into the text field. So it's the bottom right hand side of my on screen keyboard here.
Done.
Double tap on done.
Done. This selection does not affect your Google account controls of my account google.com.
Touch top left hand side of my screen.
Name your Chromecast audio lounge room speak, for example Bedrock. Send Chromecast audio usage data and crash reports to Google. On button.
Okay, so send Google crash Google reports setting. To Google. It's currently on, like in one finger double tap, and then of course using VoiceOver to turn it off. So flick to the right.
This selection continue.
Double tap continue.
Button.
And flick to the right.
Chromecast audio setup. Connect Chromecast audio to your Wi-Fi network.
Connect to my Wi-Fi network.
Select a Wi-Fi network.
Select button. The Wi-Fi network. Double tap on that.
Select a Wi-Fi alert. Select network.
Flicking to the right.
Telstra 6. David S. Wi-Fi
David's
network.
Wi-Fi network.
Enter your Wi-Fi password.
Enter your Wi-Fi password.
Secure text field. Is editing.
Okay, so we're already editing in the text field, so I'm going to pause the recording and put in my Wi-Fi password here at home. Okay, and bottom right-hand side of the on-screen keyboard for the done button, double tap on that.
Enter your Wi-Fi password. 14 characters. Secure text field.
And flick to the right.
Show password. MAC address. Continue. Button.
And double tap on continue.
Chromecast audio setup. Heading.
And flicking to the right.
David S. Wi-Fi net connecting to your Wi-Fi.
Okay, so it's connecting, so we'll just wait to see the screen updates. And because I'm usually fairly impatient, let me flick
Chromecast
on the screen. Oh, there we go.
Setup.
I didn't need to be too
heading.
Impatient.
Audio setup.
So I
fetching
to the right.
Update.
Oops, no, heading. Fetching update. Now, this is what it did on the other Chromecast audio that I set up previously. The fact that it hasn't been updated for a while, so it's currently updating the firmware in the Chromecast audio device itself. And it really doesn't take that too long. So I touch the top left-hand side of my screen.
Fetching update.
Yep, fetching update. So I flick to the right.
Sign in for a better Chromecast audio experience. Link your device to your Google account. Skip button.
Yeah, I think while it's doing that, we can continue the setup, I think. So I flick to the right.
Sign in button.
Let's double tap on sign in.
David Woodbridge. David@gmail.com.
So that's my Gmail address. So I flick to the right.
Choose another account. Button.
Choose another account button.
Continue as David. Button.
Or I continue as David. Flick to the right.
Skip. Button.
Or I can skip. Flick to the right.
Skip.
And that's button. It. So flick back to the left.
Continue as David.
And button. I'm going to continue as David.
Installing update. Heading.
Okay, so that's now changed to installing update. So flick to the right.
Sign in for a better pro. Link your device to your Google account to personalize your experience when using Google products. Skip. Button. Sign in. Button.
Now, I just did that, but maybe that's not going to be doing it until it's finished the update. Let me just
update
try. Whoops.
Update complete. Heading.
Right, Mr. Impatient. Stop it. All right, so let me just see where we're up to now. So update's complete. So touch top left-hand side of my screen.
Update complete.
There we go. Heading. Update complete. Flick to the right.
Meet your new best friend. The cast button.
Meet your new best friend. The cast button.
Tapping the cast button in any Chromecast-enabled app lets you listen to your stuff on the best speakers in your home. Skip button. Learn to cast.
So the skip button, learn to cast button, flick to the right.
Learn to cast.
And that's it. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Skip button.
And double tap on skip for the moment.
Selected. Listen. Tap. 2 of 3.
Okay, and I've got 3 tabs on mine because I've got a Chromecast linked up here at home as well. That I use via the Google Home, i.e. the 2 Google Home speakers that I've got. So flick back to the left.
Watch, tap, 1 of 3, divide, home, main menu.
So you can tell we're
button.
At the main screen of the Google Home. We've got main menu on top left-hand side.
Home.
The home heading in the middle.
Devices.
Top right-hand side
button.
Is devices. Flick to the right again.
Watch,
and
tap,
I've got watch tab.
Selected. Listen.
Listen tab.
Discover. Tab.
And discover tab. Remember I just said I've got the watch tab because I'm using a Chromecast. The Chromecast, particularly from Netflix to my TV here at home. So if I just turn around to my Google Home here. Play instrumental music from Google Play on lounge room.
Okay, here's a Google Play music station called EDM Instrumentals. Playing on lounge room speaker.
Okay, and there we go. That's the music playing on the Beats Pill speaker plugged into the Chromecast audio. Hey Google, stop. All right, so that completes this demonstration of setting up a Chromecast audio device to be used on a speaker that takes a 3.5mm audio cable. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.